Welcome to this sitting meditation. Begin by finding whatever posture works best with your body. It's a sitting meditation, but you can sit on a cushion, on a bench, you can sit on a chair. And just finding a posture where your hips are above your knees, your spine is straight, erect. Sitting upright, allow your shoulders to drop away from your ears, your hands to rest gently in your lap, feeling the places where your body is being held, making contact, the chair, cushion, floor. And feel that, know that. Your body is being held. That's real. And from that sense of grounding, of stability, begin to allow the awareness to turn inwards. It can be helpful here to close your eyes if that feels safe, accessible to you, or just casting a downward gaze. These small postural logistical things that can help our attention turn inward. Beginning to feel the sensation of the breath, perhaps at the tip of the nose. Maybe as the air graces the back of the throat. Perhaps you sense it in the chest, the lungs filling, or the diaphragm into the belly. Where do you sense the breath most? Not where you think you sense it. And rest the attention right there, wherever you found it. Breath in, breath out. You may actually sense into settling that's happening. Like after dirt is kicked up and there's a dust cloud. Sometimes that's in fact what it can feel like in our minds. And so here is all of that dust settling. All there is this breath. this breath. As though we are dissolving the boundaries around the breath as the focus of attention. Not like we're yanking those boundaries down, just they're dissolving, and allow the attention to easily move its way into physical sensations throughout your whole body. We know the breath is moving in the background, but sense the body as a whole. In doing so, you may notice that you can sense the breath all the way to the tips of the toes, the crown of the head, through the hands and fingers and fingertips, everything becomes that much more clear through our senses, where our bodies touch floor, a chair, where our bodies touch other parts of our bodies, our hands and our lap. And inside our bodies, what's to be known here? As the awareness travels through the body, this may be quite accessible for some. For others, it may be the point at which the mind peels away into thinking, ruminating, worry, or maybe some criticism. So just notice that, always with these qualities of being proud and congratulating ourselves, in a sense, noting where the mind was. Oh, there are patterns here to be known. Where does the mind go? Reflexively. And then gently just escorting the attention back. Often as we invite the attention to move throughout the body, the place where it lands is the one, or maybe more than one, places in our body that house some tension, some pain, discomfort. It's just what our sensations do. They're evolutionary programmed, right? To go to, oh, this hurts. What can be learned about that? Did I do something I shouldn't do again because this hurts now? So that's just where our minds will go. You may find yourself tuning into some kind of physical sensation of intensity. You might feel some impulse to shift your posture. See if you can, if you're in a lot of pain and think that will help, please do. Alternatively, see if you can remain still long enough to bring some awareness and curiosity right into that intensity. What precisely do these sensations feel like? Where are they? Are they consistent or variable? Is it possible to just feel them, not think about them, to just sense them? Breathe into them and breathe out from these sensations. You may find yourself wishing or hoping for a different experience of sensation. It's quite natural for our minds to do. But can we be with what's actually here? Can you stay with what's actually here? If you have more than one area in your body of such intensity, you can practice this with each one. Many people will find that the attention stays in that hot spot for some time and then finds its way throughout the body. The body being breathed, this body, however it is at this moment. Staying with the felt sensations within the body. Just taking this opportunity to allow or whatever is here in the body to be known, to rise above this threshold into our awareness, as we can so easily just move on through our days, weeks, months without really dropping in, tuning in to the body. How is it now? new awarenesses of sensations in the body will arise. And there's an invitation each time to be with whatever is here. Breathe in to that space known anew. Breathe out from that space, like giving it a little bit of attention, a little bit of love with this life force of breath, a little bit of love. We see that we can do that for, with, and by ourselves. We can be our own source. Of love. Of compassion. At any time there's nothing to be drawn to within the body, you can always just rest your attention back on the breath. Things may come and go throughout the body. Truly one of the things on offer in this practice is we witness within our own practice, we witness the arising and the passing of sensations, however mild or intense, of our thoughts. Of a particular emotion. It rises, it comes into the scene. It's known on the stage of our awareness, and when just witnessed, when left alone, it, in time, it passes too. And so we witness within the confines of our practice these very phenomena that can hook us in everyday life, that can so quickly derail us into a spiral of reactivity. And yet here, with the container of practice, where we're not getting up and reacting internally or externally to every passing sensation or thought, we have this opportunity, this gift to witness, oh, when left to witness arising and passing. And here's this breath. As we move toward the close of this sitting meditation, Bring your attention back to focus on breathing in the abdomen. Seeing if you can tune in to all of those sensations, the in-breath and the out-breath. Moment to moment awareness. This breath available to you every moment of the day. This breath. The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. When despair for the world grows in me and I wake in the night at the least sound in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and I lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day blind stars waiting with their light. For a time I rest in the grace of the world and am free. I come to the peace of wild things.